What has violence ever accomplished? What has it ever created? No martyr's cause has ever been stilled by an assassin's bullet. No wrongs have ever been righted by riots and civil disorders. A sniper is only a coward, not a hero, not a hero, not a hero.
I'm pro-gun, I'm anti-gun, both short-sighted perspectives. Man, a conversation is more complex than some fools might have expected. You should have the right to protect yourself and defend your life, cause it's precious. Yeah, it's a sensitive subject, all kinds of contentious. And I hear you Ta-Nehisi Coates, I hear you Coley on Noir. Man, I hear you Joe Rogan too, I hear you Bill Maher. Real talk, and I swear on both kids that Bones is
not a hero.
But I just watched Under the Gun, and I'm shocked at what we've become. Oh snap, a country stuck repeating this cycle. Cycle of patterns, this breaking news, a grieving public. How and why did it happen? But no solutions, only pundits telling you who to blame for problems. So point the finger at Nino Brown, but ain't no Uzis made in Harlem. We're not stupid and we're not easy to fool, and I don't expect a change of minds or even sound reasonable. But if it's not for killing and it's really just for protection, then what's wrong with rubber bullets? It's just a question.
We gathered here today to say goodbye to another one gone too soon.
Man, I'm not a hero.
And we confuse solving problems with taking lives. There must be something we all can do.
Said I'm not a hero.
We gathered here today to say goodbye to another one gone too soon.
Man, I'm not a hero.
And we confuse solving problems with taking lives. There must be something we all can do.
Not a hero.
Somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, or their father, somebody's wife, somebody's husband, somebody's friend, somebody's cousin.
Yes, she has a gun and I went and got her gun from it. Now they don't have to shoot that old lady down like a dog. They didn't have to do that. It's one old woman in that house. I'm as mad as hell.
My brother Cino told me some stories that, man, you wouldn't believe. Reality's more terrifying than any tales from the hood you can dream. There's nothing scarier than imagining someone you love dying. My brother Nick told me that his home was invaded more than one time. And when situations get dire, break out the equalizer. I felt the power in my hands too when I squeeze and fire. The power of a god in my own two hands. No cap, but you're still
not a hero.
Cause you made a bad guy's brains go splat and no snap. There's nothing like what you fucking feel when you clutch and steal a power that we're just clearly not responsible enough to wield. All day and night we stay taking life. So many families will never get to say goodbye. Picture you can never look again and see your baby's eyes, cause there was too much damage to be stabilized. I would've wished that an enemy paid that price so we could be more like a Peace Corps, maybe cease war. Press the big green button on Mother Earth that says restore, cause all these shootings freeze to keep stupidly riddling you and me. It's so bad for health and time fades away, but we can change our ways and have a face to face and maybe ask ourselves, really ask ourselves.
What is violence? What is violence?
Solving problems with taking lives. It must be something we all can do. We gather here today to say goodbye to another one gone too soon.
And
we confuse solving problems with taking lives. It must be something we all can do.
Somebody's cousin.
And an uncontrolled or uncontrollable mob is only the voice of madness. Not the voice of the people, 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 of the people.